COVID-19 cases surge in South Asia with no slowdown in sight. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, India recorded its highest death toll since the pandemic began. Even so, the government began easing restrictions today, allowing some facilities to reopen under new guidelines. Places of worship can only hold 10 to 15 people at a time. But John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says there may be more to India's strict lockdown than meets the eye.
On the whole, we can see things are really, really being affected. It even makes you wonder, what is the intent here of the government in terms of trying to restrict the size of the groups that gather together? It affects certain religions more than others. There are some, like the Christian religion, that meet together for worship services, and these are not so common in some of the other religions. It's kind of being interpreted by some as a backhanded form of oppression or persecution of the Christian church in India.
And if your life feels unsettled in 2020, early Christians in North Africa faced similar struggles. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries points to Cyprian, who was a bishop of Carthage in the 3rd century. He led the church through persecution as a Roman emperor tried getting Christians to sacrifice to Roman gods. Most Christians wouldn't do this, being loyal to Jesus Christ alone. After the persecution ended, a severe plague broke out in the Roman Empire, and Godwin tells us
Cyprian led the church during that time of what was important to stand for and whether to go into exile and how to lead people who are confused by what's going on in culture and challenged by what's going on in culture.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.